Title: Placing FX Around MC Style Vocal Lines Advanced. Alright, let's get into an advanced drum and bass vocal effects workflow in Ableton Live, placing FX around MC style vocal lines. And I want you to lock in this mindset from the start. An MC vocal in DNB is not a pretty vocal. It's rhythmic. It's percussive. It's arrangement. Think of it like part of the drum kit. So the whole goal today is not drown the vocal in vibe. The goal is: keep the main vocal tight and readable and let the effects dance in the gaps. Call and response, moment-based throws, hype hits, and everything tempo-aware, frequency-aware, and duct so it doesn't bully the snare or smear the diction. We're building four things. 1. A main vocal chain that stays consistent. 2. 3 returns tuned for 170 to 176 BPM, a tempo delay, a disciplined reverb, and a rude parallel hype channel. 3. A throws and stutter track where we'd actually print effects as audio. And 4. Sidechain ducking so the effects bounce with a groove instead of fighting it. Set your session around 174 BPM for this lesson. Doesn't have to be exact, but that's the classic pocket. Step 0. Routing and prep. Put your a cappella on an audio track and name it MC Main. Create 3 return tracks and name them a delay, B verb, and C hype. Then create one more audio track called MC Throws. We're going to set that up to record bits of the vocal so we can process them like edits, not just automation. Here is why we do this. The main vocal needs to be stable and repeatable. The effects should feel performative, like you're playing the mixer. Now step 1. Build the MC main chain for clarity and control. First device, utility. Set your gain so your peaks are roughly in the minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS zone before you get too deep. If your vocal is stereo for any reason, tighten it. Even just narrowing it a bit helps. Indeed, NB, the vocal wants to sit center like a snare does. Then EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass somewhere around 80 to 110 Hz. Adjust to the voice. If it's a deeper MC you might go lower, but generally the sub and low bass are not for the vocal. Then tackle boxiness around 200 to 350 Hz. Don't annihilate it. 2 to 5 dB is plenty. Medium Q. Then harshness around 3 to 6 kHz. This is where MC consonants live, but it's also where pain lives. If you're getting bite, don't just shelf it down and lose intelligibility. Use a small narrow dip and be ready to automate it on certain phrases, or we'll control it with multiband in a moment. Next, glue compressor. This is the DNB hold it in place move. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to crush it, you're trying to stop it from jumping around while the drums are doing 174 BPM gymnastics. Then multiband dynamics, used like a de-esser. Solo the high band, set crossover somewhere around 4.5 to 6 kHz. And bring the threshold down until S sounds stop stabbing you. Keep it subtle. 1 to 4 dB reduction on the harsh syllables. If you overdo this, the MC starts sounding like they've got a lisp. We are controlling spikes, not removing life. Then light saturation. Saturator on soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Compensate output back down. Optional soft clip. This is for translation. The vocal reads on small speakers and through dense bass. Quick coach note here. Don't try to solve everything on the vocal track. A pro trick is to build a pocket in the instrumental instead. Later, you can put an EQ on your music bus and dip 1 to 3 kHz by maybe 1 to 2 dB only when the MC is speaking. That's the intelligibility zone. Making space in the beat often sounds more natural than endlessly processing the voice. Now step 2. Return a tempo delay that lives in the pockets. On a delay, drop echo. Turn sync on. Set time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. That dotted eighth is super classic for that rolling, answering feel in DNB. Feedback, start around 20 to 35%. Keep it controlled. Stereo width. Widen the delay, not the main vocal. So, 60 to 120% can work depending on how busy your mix is. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 2 to 8%, just so it doesn't feel like a static copy. Now here's the discipline. Filter the delay. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Darker than the vocal. That's a big theme today. The effects sit behind. The vocal stays forward. After echo, add a compressor and sidechain it from your drum bus, or at least your kick and snare group. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds so it grabs fast and protects the snare transient. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds so it breathes back in time with the groove. Threshold. Aim for 3 to 8 dB of ducking on drum hits. Then an EQ 8 after that, just for shaping. If the delay honks, it's often around 1 to 2 kHz. Notch it, and feel free to low-pass further to around 5 kHz if it's getting in the way of HAT's performance strategy. Don't leave this delay send up all the time. Keep it low, even basically off most of the time. Then push it up at the end of lines. The MC says the phrase and the delay answers it. Now step 3. Return B, reverb with D then B discipline. On B verb, load hybrid reverb. Algorithmic mode is usually enough. Pick plate or room. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Shorter than you think. If you go long in a D then B drop, you'll smear everything. Pre-delay, 15 to 35 milliseconds. This is huge. It lets consonants punch through first, then the space blooms after. It's one of the cleanest big but clear tricks. Then EQ8, mandatory. High pass 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass 6 to 9 kHz. Don't let reverb carry the low end. And if your snare lives around 200 Hz and has presence around 5 kHz, carve tiny notches so your reverb doesn't blur that snap. Now the key move. Sidechain compress the reverb from MC main, not from the drums. This makes the reverb swell after the MC speaks, instead of masking the words. Ratio 3 to 1, fast attack, release around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB reduction while the MC is talking. Send strategy here, reverb is glue, not wash. In the full drop, keep it conservative. In breakdowns, halftime moments, or transitions, you can let it open up. Now step 4, return C, the high parallel. This is the rude one. Start with auto filter in band pass mode. Set it somewhere around 500 Hz to 3 kHz. That's your intelligibility band. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.3. You can add a tiny LFO for movement, but keep it subtle. If it's wobbling too obviously, it'll distract. Then distortion. If you have roar, use it. If not, use saturator or even overdrive. The key is, band limit into distortion so it stays readable. If you distort full range, the lows and highs create fizz and mud. So if you want to be extra clean, add an EQ before the drive, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 kHz, then distort, then EQ again after and notch any whistle tones, often around 2 to 4 kHz. Then, yes, drum bus, on vocals, but sparingly, drive maybe 2 to 6, crunch low, boom usually off. Transient slightly positive if it helps articulation. Then sidechain compress this return from the drums again, so it tucks under the snare. Ratio 4 to 1. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Duck 3 to 10 dB depending on how savage you want it. Use case. Tiny amounts on hype phrases, doubles, adlibs, and automate spikes on one word. A single reload dirt blast is way more effective than a constant gritty layer. Now a quick but important coaching note on gain staging. If your returns are getting hit too hard, they'll sound spitty, and the ducking will sound like the effect is choking. Aim to have MC main post-chain peaks around -8 to -6 dBFS. Then treat sends as performance moves, not as a parallel mix bus that's always on. Next, step 5, the throw workflow. This is where it goes from decent to pro. Instead of automating returns non-stop, we're going to print throws so they become their own audio clips. On mech throws, set monitor to in. Set audio from to MC main, or use resampling if that's easier in your template. But MC main is cleaner because you know exactly what you're capturing. Now record only the last word of a phrase. Literally just grab place or selecto or inside. Whatever ends the bar. Now you've got a throw clip you can process independently. Put echo on it at 1/4 with higher feedback to create a bigger tail. Put reverb bigger than normal, because this is a moment, not your constant ambience. Do pitch tricks. Try transposing the clip down 3 or 5 semitones, or use shifter for frequency shifting weirdness. Pitch throws are a classic way to make the response feel larger without cluttering the consonants on the main line. Timing tip. In D and B, the snare is sacred. Place the loudest part of the throw in the gap, often the last 1/16th to 1/8th before the backbeat, not on top of it. If your throw lands on the snare, it'll instantly feel messy, even if it's quiet. If you want an even cleaner pre-drop suction effect, do the pre-throw reverse technique. Duplicate just the word, reverse it, send only that into reverb and delay, print it, then fade it into the downbeat. That way you get the pull without making the actual phrase sound backwards. Step 6. Stutters and cuts that lock to 174 BPM. Two main ways. Method A, beat repeat on and C throws. Set interval to 1 bar or 2 bars. Grid to 1/8 or 1/16. Variation low, like 0 to 10%. Chance is the secret. automate chance to 100% only for the one beat you want, then back to zero. Turn the filter on and keep it mid-focused. That way it reads like a DJ chop, not like a random glitch plugin. Method B. Clip chopping. Consolidate a phrase, slice by transients to a new MIDI track, and retrigger syllables like percussion. This is the cleanest, most intentional way to get jungle-style vocal percussion. Now step 7. Place the effects in the arrangement like a DNB record. Here is a blueprint you can follow. Intro. Keep it mostly dry. Maybe just a subtle short verb so it's not completely naked. DJ friendly. Build. Slowly increase delay throws on line endings. Add hype parallel on adlibs. Don't go constant. Just moments. Drop. Reduce reverb. Keep delay throws sparse. Duck FX hard. Your drums and bass are the headline in the drop. The vocal effects are the spice. Then the 16-bar switch. Do one signature moment. For example, cut the drums for half a bar. Hit a big throw with a reverb bloom, maybe a quick radio filter, then slam back in. That radio moment is a classic tension tool. EQ8 high pass at 250 Hz, low pass at 3.5 kHz, saturator 3 to 6 dB, utility width to 0, so it goes mono. Automate it for one bar before the drop, then release it back to full range. Instant, we're about to lift off. Breakdown. Longer reverb, more stereo delay, but keep low end filtered out. Wide and dark up top, clean down low. Extra advanced coach notes to level this up. Treat the MC like part of the drum kit. Think kick, snare, MC as a core triangle. That means you don't just ask does the reverb sound nice. You ask does this effect intrude on the snare transient zone. Also, pay attention to duck shapes, not just duck amounts. Two compressors can show the same gain reduction and feel totally different. For DNB, you want that fast grab so transients stay clean, and a musical release that returns before the next key hit. If it feels like it's pumping late, shorten the release or reduce delay feedback, rather than just lowering the send. And check mono compatibility on your returns, not your main vocal. The main should stay center and stable, but FX can get facey. Try utility widths to zero on each return one at a time. If the delay disappears, reduce echo stereo, reduce modulation, or keep the low mids more mono. This audio version is shortened for playback.